hello, bienvenue à Montréal, and welcome to a very special edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dott, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the podcast. We're coming to you today, as I said, off the top from Montreal, where we're just wrapping up Cisco's annual partner summit here. We're going to take a look at the events of the last week, joined by a trio of guests to break it all down for you. Off the top of the show, I'm very pleased to introduce Bernadette Whiteman, new president of Cisco Canada, to the show. She'll be joined by Dave Diabru, channel chief at Cisco Canada, and we'll walk through both the show here, some of the announcements, and talk a little bit about the market in Canada for Cisco. And also joining us to help it break it down from a distributor's point of view, we're joined by a fellow Canadian and head of Westcon Group North America, Lynn Smurthwaite-Murphy, who will kind of take us through a distributor view of the experience at the show and her thoughts on some of the hot topics that were discussed at the show here. It's going to be, of course, a busy show, so let's get right down to it. We'll be joined by Bernadette Whiteman and Dave Diabru. Welcome, dear listener, to Montreal. We are here in the middle of the second day of Cisco's Partner Summit 2015 as we record this live. And I have the privilege of being joined by Bernadette Whiteman, new president of Cisco Canada, and David Diabru, by no means a stranger to the podcast, and channel chief at Cisco Canada.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you, Rob. It's great to have the opportunity to talk with you today.
It's been a pretty momentous week, a pretty busy week, and I think we're getting down the stretch, but certainly some big news, some big developments. Dave, I wonder maybe if you'd start sort of from a partner program and that kind of point of view, what you saw as the highlights of this week's event.
I think from my perspective, Rob, the big highlight is a continual commitment to the partners, regardless of the InterCloud announcements, regardless of what we're doing in IOE. Our continued commitment to do those with partners is something that we're very proud to see, and the commitment by everybody who presented so far, whether it was John, whether it was Rob, whether it was Ed Zard, whoever who was up there talking, was committed to the partnership that we've developed over the years. It's going to be an evolving partnership. We're going to evolve more into a managed service type of environment or a outcome-based requirement. So we're going to spend more time with our partners enabling and working with them to get to that next level of outcome-based solutions that we can help develop and work with them on, and that's where we get to the end customer satisfaction level. So it's going to be very interesting as we go forward, but our continued commitment of the partners is really the theme that I've taken from this as we look at all the pieces that we're putting into this puzzle that we call the cloud aspect of it. As we look at the IOE aspect of it and IoT aspect of it, we're seeing our continued commitment to the partnerships that we have today and as we grow, and the emerging partnerships as well on the ISV side and the integration of that IT and OT partnerships that have been developed and that we're going to continue to see as we go forward.
All right. Bernadette, any initial thoughts on highlights from your perspective?
So I suppose from my side, what a fabulous opportunity for me. I've just come to Canada, and we've got our partner summit here in Canada. So it's been my privilege to be the host here, which has been amazing. So a couple of highlights. First of all, you know, where else can I see so many partners in such a short space of time? I think we've had some really candid, open and transparent conversations. Which is key, I think, to me learning about the country, learning about the partnerships, and also to how we build a stronger partnership going forward. Another highlight was actually spending time with Denis, the mayor here in Montreal. So he actually opened the whole event. And you can imagine that was just great for us here in Canada to have one of our foremost mayors actually on the platform talking about how technology is helping him to transform the city here. So, I mean, that was a real highlight.
Bernadette, certainly one of the big topics here has been the idea of digital countries, digital cities, digital corporations, and that is the future, clearly, that John et al. Have set out as the direction we're going to go. We've talked a little bit about this, but we'd be curious to get your thoughts on how Canada is doing and is poised to do in that transition that we see coming.
So thank you for asking about that, Rob. Actually, you don't need to worry about anything digital other than Digital Canada. Okay, that's the theme from now on. I think we've got a fabulous opportunity here in Canada for a few different reasons. The first reason being we're actually doing it already. We just need to get those stories out there. So stories like Mississauga, where we actually have the infrastructure is IoE enabled. So just simple things like snow plows going through the city, the lights can be changed. So those snow plows can go all the way through. The storm drains, which is something new to me, I have to say, here in Canada. But they, you know, we can get alerts, so they can be cleared immediately. So suddenly this whole infrastructure is in place that is changing the experience for the citizens and also changing the security around the city and how quickly the city can actually react to things. So for me, Digital Canada really is about how we as citizens, and I of course live here too, are actually going to have a better experience. So it's really exciting to have the opportunity to talk about it. A couple of things that I think we have to think about as Canada, and I did a recent speech at the Board of Trade here in Toronto. We have to think about venture capitalists and can we get the money to help enable these things. The good news is we at Cisco are ready to step up and help here, so good news there. We have to think about how governments are going to take this messaging on board. And as I said, I think our good friend Denis from Montreal here, he's absolutely on board with this.
Sure.
Absolutely. And then as a country, we've got to be ready to take the risk because there is rewards behind this. We have to move quickly. And you know, it's about the leadership. All of us as CEOs of companies, we have to think about this and we have to aim high. We can make Canada more competitive than ever. So great time to be here, Robert.
You mentioned off the top there that one of the things we have to do is tell the story, get the story out there. You guys are going to have a unique opportunity to tell that story on your own turf on a very ongoing way in the near future.
You're absolutely right. So not only did I have the privilege of the Partner Summit being here in Canada and we're hosting, as you know, we're heavily involved in the Pan Am Games, but we've also got our brand new offices that are opening. In fact, I think I'm moving next week. And our new innovation center, which is one of eight globally. It's a very exciting time. And we can showcase with the building actually what it feels like to be in this new environment where it's just working. The Internet of Everything will be working in our building. So it will be almost a living lab. It will be the most intelligent building in North America. I want everyone who's listening to this, Robert, they must come and see us. Dave's going to help me host. We would love people to come and experience what it feels like. And then when I think about the Innovation Hub, that's going to be a real hothouse of innovation. And innovation's at the core of the Internet of Everything. And we're really looking forward to getting not only our customers and our partners working with us there, but we want it to be an absolute hotbed of innovation, bringing in the startups, because we know how creative Canadians are. So it's going to be a great experience.
Great. Other than that, got anything going on, like between Partner Summit, between the new headquarters and Pan Ams? A little bit of a busy time.
And Cisco Connect.
Cisco Connect, absolutely. Dave, as always, I think, in this industry in general, and Cisco in particular, there is change afoot, and there's new directions for partners to go and new directions that Cisco is going at the same time, with the focus on security, with the renewed focus on collab, and all of these new directions. Curious on, first of all, your assessment of partners' ability to kind of stay with you through these changes, and any areas in particular where you feel like you need additional air support from the partner community to sort of realize those opportunities here in Canada.
So to answer your first question, can the partners stay with us? Absolutely. They've stayed with us through all the transition we made over the last 15 years as we've got into IP telephony, we've got into collaboration, we've got into the data center. So partners have stayed with us. If not stayed with us, they've led us. They've helped us go through an enormous ability to change. As we look at this going forward, I think there's the disrupt or be disrupted kind of mentality. I think we understand that. I know we understand that at Cisco. And I know that the majority of the partners we deal with every day are looking at it the same way. It's disrupt or be disrupted. It's an ability to look at where is this going to be in 3 years? Where is this going to be in 5 years? It's not going to be the same models that we have today. And we're going to have to do evolutionary changes to what that looks like. So going forward, I have no doubt that our partners can make that transition. The question is, do they want to make that transition? They have the ability to. Do they want to make the transition to what that will look like? And the investments that some of them will have to make to join us in the journey as we go forward.
And I've heard a fair bit of optimism, of interest in making some of these changes over my conversations in the course of this week.
Oh, absolutely. If I haven't met any partners yet who aren't interested in making that transition. It's about the ability to have a successful relationship with us and the end customers that they have together that we have. And I've not talked to any partners that are saying, you know what, I'm not going to make the investments. I'm not going to make those changes that are needed going forward. Nobody, John always says nobody likes change. But I think most people realize that change is inevitable in the industry that we're in. You see it nonstop. So as we move forward, there's nobody that I've talked to that's not very interested in making those changes. And that's what we're here to do. We as a partner organization at Cisco and Cisco Canada are here to help our partners make that transition. And we're committed to their success and our success going forward, our joint success going forward.
Bernadette, I think probably partners know that your background, at least part of your background with Cisco, has been in the channels organization in various theaters. Can you talk a little bit about sort of your channel philosophy writ large, as it were?
It's very simple, actually, Robert. I have for many years worked in various different countries across the globe. But you know what? The constant has always been the partners. We can't do what we do without our partners. And I was just in the Gold Partner Lunch, by the way, here at the summit. And John said something that I am going to be repeating. And he said, when we partner for life. And that had a real, I kind of felt the tingle around the room when he said that. And he really means it, and I really mean it. And we've been very fortunate here in Canada. We've got some very long relationships with our partners. We've also got some new relationships with our partners, and I think the fun and the synergy is bringing those two things together. So I'm right there with David, and looking forward to making a difference.
Dave, we have all these new types of partners coming in, and I think the number of new types of partners that are potentially Cisco partners is accelerating. I wanted to get your thoughts on where you guys are at and kind of realizing certainly the traditional Cisco infrastructure partner and cloud partner and those types of folks remain important, but curious how you'd assess where we are at in kind of assessing and onboarding and enabling all of these new types of partners, be they in real estate or the various other fields from which they're coming.
I'm very proud to say, Rob, I think we're probably leading the way in a lot of those areas. We've been doing this for 5 years. Rick Hybricks and his team have been developing this. I would say when you look at real estate, when you look at IoE, when you look at the connected platforms that are being put together, when we look at some of the initiatives that have gone on in IoE that we've seen, we're proud to say that we've led the way in the world in some of these things because we have such a diverse economy, diversified business platform. When we go from an oil and gas environment to a mining environment that you saw yesterday with Dundee Precious Metals, to a healthcare environment, all of those areas, we're leading the way, I think. Of course, we always believe that Canadians should be number one and we should lead the way. Our partners are right there with us. Now, the next generation partners, or the ones who are looking at it from the OT perspective, are looking for opportunities to work with the IT. So there's this ISP integration mentality about they understand our business traditionally, and the OT side of the shop is trying to help us understand what that operation side of it looks like. So we've had some deals where we've worked right now with traditional partners and emerging partners. And I mean that from the OT side that we've done in oil and gas, we've done healthcare, We've done a couple in mining that you saw. You saw the one with Dundee and Goldcorp has done a similar type of environment. They look at what is my business outcome that I need to get to, and then how do I partner together, because some people are going to do the traditional IT and others are going to say, I understand the process control basis of what that looks like. And that so far has not been a problem, putting those partners together and enabling them to be successful and working with them to drive new solutions into the marketplace.
All right, great. Thank you guys so much for the time. Before we sign off, maybe just a quick parting shot from each of you for the Canadian Channel community.
May I go first, Robert? If I may, I want to say an enormous thank you for a couple of things, actually. First of all, for working with us and being partners with us for so long. It's absolutely our pleasure, and I want to say thank you. And I also want to say a personal thank you, because I think the whole community has made me very welcome here. So I really do appreciate that, and I look forward to really, really getting to know each and every one.
From my perspective, I'd like to echo what Bernadette said, and I want to make sure that our partners understand that we're committed to their success and our mutual success, going forward. We're happy to work with them. We're happy to have them committed to us at Cisco. As you said earlier, Rob, a lot of them have been with us a long time, and we want to continue that relationship. It is a family. It is a very tightly knit community in the partner community in Canada, and we're committed to the success of those partners going forward.
Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
All right, dear listener, as we begin to record this now, it is bright and early on Thursday morning, and Cisco Partner Summit 2015 is just about coming to an end. And joining me to kind of wrap things up and chat a little bit about the week that has been is Lynn Smurthwaite-Murphy, Executive Vice President of North America for the Westcon Group, a big Cisco distributor under the Comstor brand, and fellow Canadian. Lynn, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Robert.
I guess to throw it open, just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on the week that has been. What have been the highlights from your perspective, from Westcon's perspective, and sort of from the Canadian Channel perspective?
All right. Well, should I start with the most exciting news? Okay, so Comstor was recognized with the America's Distributor of the Year Award, as well as the Distributor for Security for the Americas. So we were pretty stoked about that. And then if you want me to talk a little bit about some of the highlights, aside from what we were celebrating as a company, I couldn't help but hear the same message from last year around the pace of change and how that was reinforced, certainly, by John and the others. And John in particular said, you can't miss the transitions, and demonstrated, as they always do, that Cisco has a proven history of catching those transitions. But they talked about three places to invest for the channel. One was software, and they said, make hybrid IT easy by bundling solutions. They announced that new software-centric partner program and a lot of examples around software. And then security, of course, which is in our DNA as a company, and, of course, the award I mentioned. But finally, I think they connected the dots between security and network and the benefits of working with a network company who sits on the network, where you can monitor, isolate, and stop traffic. So that, for us, was very important. It was a credibility. That's where Cisco's differentiator is going to be. And then, of course, Internet of Everything was a big topic.
You mentioned the security award off the top, and it's funny, as I was thinking about sitting down for this interview, I was thinking the amount of focus that Cisco has put on security this year and the last couple of years dovetails very nicely with what you guys have kind of been focused on in Westcon on security. Are you finding that Cisco's increased focus on security is kind of increasing the relevance of the security business that you guys have across the business within the Comstor side of things, the Cisco-centric business?
Absolutely. There's been cross-pollination. So as Cisco develops their architectures, that's an area that ComStore has been focusing on, Westcon ComStore. And we've been building out the architectures. Collaboration is another one that we have in our DNA. But certainly security has played very big recently. We've received a lot more recognition and discussion. And what we're doing internally is that cross-pollination and leveraging best practices. We have a really big global practice in security, and I think that that expertise blends very well across the business. We're seeing security rise up in collaboration as well. People are saying, how do I protect my voice network? How do I secure that? So security is just across the entire business.
Content management, etc. I want to get your thoughts on just sort of general overview of how the ComStore business is doing for you guys. You know, what's kind of really clicking and singing right now? What are partners really looking to you guys for these days? You know, what's sort of tops on their agenda with you?
So the award was given because we were the fastest growing distributor in the U.S. and we grew in excess of 60%. So. What we've been doing with partners is we have an EDGE program, and that program, our field team work with the partners to understand what their growth strategy is and how we can help them be more profitable. And so we really sit down with the partner to understand what their direction is, what their goals are, and then we map out a mutual strategy, and we mutually invest in the business. And so partners, that's been resonating very well. As John started out the whole conference talking about the pace of change and transitions, the channel recognizes that they have to change. So we have cloud programs, we have security programs to help the partner achieve these goals.
One of those big changes, and certainly something that Cisco has put the rocket behind in the last year or so, is the Internet of Things, or Internet of Everything in their parlance. We're hearing a lot about that from Cisco, from their fellow vendors. What are you hearing from channel partners in terms of their interest, their aptitude, their ability to tackle Internet of Things, Internet of Everything type of opportunities, I'm just curious where you're seeing the channel at, generally speaking, in terms of ability to engage in this new marketplace?
Yeah, I think it depends on the partner and what their end user community is like. But we are seeing, in fact, we named a global resource in ComStore that will manage Internet of Everything. And we have pilots going on around the world working with the likes of Rockwell and the Cisco partners. And what we're finding is there are some, the Rockwell channel doesn't necessarily understand networking. And we certainly, it's not in our channel DNA to understand what's happening in the manufacturing floor. And so there's a good opportunity to partner there. And so we're bringing those people together. And the other thing is this concept of partnering and dynamic partnering that came up a lot. And Cisco gave a lot of examples, including the Rockwell one, where, you know, this is how we're partnering with companies that we never thought we'd partner with. And so this concept of meet in the channel you're hearing a lot of. I think that terminology might have started in EMEA, but I'm hearing it all over North America now. And distribution is really well situated to help bring those meet in the channel partnerships together. You know, an ecosystem of multiple vendors and multiple resellers. And I think they demonstrated through their examples this week that that's what it takes. It's five different companies coming together to solve a problem. And so the appetite, I think it depends on the partner. It's not easy. And I think Cisco talked about that. They said it makes you feel uncomfortable, this type of change. But I think that partners are smart. There are a whole lot of entrepreneurial people that have survived through many changes. And I think we'll see more and more people looking seriously at Internet of Everything.
At pace of change. You know, certainly we heard from John and et al. That is not decreasing, and in fact, I would say, as well, the number of directions of change is increasing, in so much as, you know, there's this push on security, there's this push on software, there's a push on Internet of Everything. And granted, there's common ties among all of those, but all of them not exactly necessarily the core role of the traditional Cisco channel partner. As Cisco is heading off in all of these new directions, and these are becoming integral, I think, to what they're doing, can you talk a little bit about what you guys are doing as a distributor to help partners? You know, you touched on it on the Internet of Everything side there, but what you guys are doing to help partners map with, match with, and kind of meet those opportunities?
Yeah, I think it's all about having focus. And so we have developed these architecture teams and building the expertise. So under security, it would be bringing in people that have lived their careers in security. Then building a program for the partner that wants to get into whatever that track is. And what are the certs you need? And how do you go after the market? How do you drive demand? What kind of expertise do you have or need to have? So we lay that out. I mean, it's the how-to, the connect the dots that is important. And I think that's what we're doing in our programs, providing the training, providing the support, and even the marketing and lead gen. So I think that's what's required.
The definition of who is a Cisco partner, as we touched on there a little bit ago, seems to be changing. Is the definition of who is a ComStore partner changing at the same time, or is it still sort of the same profile of solution provider that you're working with, or are you finding new ways into this new breed, whether it's, you know, the Rockwells of the world or much smaller partners, but who bring that kind of operational technology background as opposed to the IT background and some of those things that we've heard about?
Well, I think the IOE is in different parts of the world picking up faster than in others. So we're seeing new partners where we have the more advanced pilots going on. I can certainly attest to the fact that in North America, we're seeing a lot of new cloud partners and partners that we, and also the definition of partner. And the definition of vendor is changing too. So it's really blurring. Somebody who was a traditional reseller who's built a hosting solution now has an opportunity to act like a vendor and look for a channel to sell what they've built. So it really is a brave new world.
And that's been, I mean, the idea of a repeatable solution has been, I won't say a panacea, but certainly a big goal of many solution providers for so long. It's kind of exciting to see that beginning to actually occur in a big way. And I guess they are then in turn turning to you for help to, from the other view of distribution to help not only them as a solution provider, you know, meet opportunity in the market, but to help them as a nascent vendor to get their solution out there and raise the volume around it.
It's very early days, but certainly, I mean, you've got some cloud CSRs, and they're learning a channel and they're learning a bundled solution. And this concept of bundle it's been around as long as I've been in the industry, but it's revived and it's got almost renewed importance. And it's not, I think it's more of a marketing concept than it is actually building a cookie-cut technical solution. But it's becoming more and more complex in the pace of change. People don't, and with these multi-vendor solutions, we're now having to identify bundles and make it simple. You know, the car, right? The car was so complicated to buy, and then they did the ABC package. That's what our industry is moving back towards.
As a Canadian, it's always kind of a treat. I mean, beyond just not having to do customs, but to travel and to see one of these big events hosted on home turf. And just want to get your thoughts as a fellow Canadian on Cisco hosting it here in Montreal and kind of the experience that Montreal brought to the event.
I was really proud that they picked a Canadian city and offered Canada the opportunity to demonstrate to the world that we have world-class cities. I think Montreal did a great job of hosting. Everything was close and within walking distance and able to accommodate the size of event. The food has been phenomenal. People have really enjoyed that. Didn't have to clear customs. And I thought it was a nice touch having the mayor open up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, especially he did a great job.
Especially when Cisco talks so much
Exactly, right. Really smart, really great touch in the smart city. So, yeah, I was really happy to have it here. I look forward to someday maybe they'll have it in another Canadian city soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I've begun an unofficial campaign for them to bring it to Winnipeg in 2020, but yeah, maybe early February. Lynn, thanks so much for taking the time. Much appreciated.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
So there you have it, another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast, just about in the books. I'd like to thank Bernadette and Dave and Lynn all for joining us and helping us to make this special edition happen live from Cisco Partner Summit, live to tape from Cisco Partner Summit. And of course, I'd like to thank you for listening and thank Cisco and all of our other sponsors for sponsoring this and making this all possible. Hey, we'll be back very soon with another great edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. But until then, this is Robert Dutt from Montreal saying a bientôt, and we'll see you around the channel.